This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, rising up with G-String and Adzi on a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's absolutely stunning out there.
It is. It's a little bit nippy. I'm glad I wore my padded bra today because it's heading for a top of 25 degrees. Currently it's sitting on 12 degrees, but fingers crossed that summer will kiss us today or make out with us.
Now, one person who I have missed over the past couple of weeks is our resident gossip guru, Brian, who is back and he joins us now live on the telephone in his you know, luxury pad of celebrity gossip and news.
With his New York backdrop.
Welcome, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Banana Man. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
I've got to say, I'm a little bit excited when I read your celebrity gossip update. I feel quite privileged reading it before everyone else does in the world because you've got a few hot things happening in there. But what really got my attention was when I was in year eight, all everyone would talk about is if Joey or Dawson would get together. Looks like Dawson's Creek is coming back.
I believe so. There's been a few rumours going around the traps that Dawson's Creek may be making a comeback to TV, and it seems Katie Holmes is keen to revive it. She wants Joey Potter back, and she wants to bury the hatchet with Michelle Williams and revive the show. So I think she's got Joshua Jackson already in her corner. So believe it or not, the last we saw the show was in 2003, and we may get a reunion show.
Well, James Vanderbeek can't come back, can he, because Dawson's dead.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I know you can turn into sort of like one of those soapy daytime shows where anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
He comes back from the creek.
Now, that's not the only one. Apparently, Full House is making a comeback as well.
Yeah, that was another iconic show, which is also rumoured to make a comeback. Full House was a massive show back in its day. And Candace Cameron Bure, who actually played the character of DJ Tanner, was quoted on Good Morning America that, she, you know, they've all talked about it. And that she'd be well and truly up for it. So
have mercy.
You never know.
Well, they have to break the news that there were actually two babies used to play, you know, the young one.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, because there was Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I thought actually Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen was one person till I found out when I was nine that they're twins. I was devastated.
Did that shatter you?
It's like finding out Santa doesn't exist. It's like, what? They're two people?
You know what? Just to hear John Stamos go, oh, Michelle. Yeah.
Now, also, one person who has unfortunately left the world last year but is still big and her music is still big is Donna Summer. What's happening with her?
Yeah, Donna Summer, love this chick. Look, her records seem to be receiving a bit of a posthumous revival. She's got a new remix of her massive 78 hit, MacArthur Park, and it's returning. It's gone up the chart to the dance club chart, and it's from the new album, which is the Love to Love You, Donna, which is out now. And it's the 17th time that one of Donna Summer's records has reached the top of the disco dance chart. So Donna Summer, I've had a listen to the new album and it's amazing stuff. Awesome. Very good song.
Now, the Minogues. Now, we love a bit of Minogues here on Joy 94.9. We only play her song every second minute. But I've got to say, Danny's got a new album coming out, which kind of goes into a bit of a heartfelt journey on her breakup with hunky model Chris Smith.
Yeah, it does. Look, Danny Minogue's obviously dealt with a little bit. She's been doing well on the Aussie TV, must say. And she's actually got a new album, which is sort of going to be a bit of a personal journey for her, which is going to be sort of dealing with her split from Chris Smith, also covering, you know, the last couple of years. But this is Danny Minogue's first, you know, original material in about 10 years. So great to see Danny Minogue as well. Unlike her sister, Kylie, who tweeted to fans over the new year, sent us all into raptures, Into the Blue, which looks like is going to be her brand new single. Should get its first airplay around mid-January, and the song has been likened to sort of half slow and half love at first sight. And first images of Kylie filming the new video is up at theaussieword.com. So she's got a gold sequin jacket, fishnet stockings, and a very sexy pair of pins. So something fresh from Kylie is only days away.
Oh, hello.
And not gay at all.
Now, what's happening with... I hear Katy Perry and Kesha are doing their celebrity diva demands.
Yeah, out of control. Poor Kesha, she's entered a Chicago rehab centre to fight an eating disorder. Yeah. But meanwhile, on the other hand, Katy Perry has gone all extreme on everybody.
She's actually eating too much.
She's made a whole heap of demands for her New Year's Eve show in Vegas. Believe it or not, this is some of the stuff she's after. She's wanted fresh veggies at all times, which includes spinach and broccoli. She wants two large baskets of fruit. One of them must be tropical. Dinner must include a vegetarian.
Can we do that, G-string? Can we put that demand here in the studio for us to do breakfast?
Well, I said, SJ, I want a unicorn lift every to and from the studio. She still hasn't hooked that up for me.
Oh, crazy. And she also wants, in her dressing room, fresh organic fruit, must be sliced pineapple, healthy granola, dried figs, and fresh-made guacamole. She also even asked for two bottles of Pinot Grigio and one Argentine Malbec, believe it or not.
Just see how that fruit and veggies just works with wine so well there.
I hate to be a promoter and booker. Can you imagine her rider? Like, you'd have to import half the stuff just to get her here.
Well, that's funny because Backstreet Boys back in the day, they had a demand that they needed to have, I think, Brian, if you can quote me on this, like a full bowl, like a huge, like 10-kilo bowl of like green M&Ms only or something weird like that, or green Skittles.
Apparently so, yeah.
I think they just do that for the sake of having something trivial. Oh, let's just have, you know, all purple, let's just have M&Ms put into alphabetical order for me. Yeah, let's do that. No.
Out of control, those boys control.
And finally, the man himself, George Michael, he wants to make a return this year sometime?
Yeah, George Michael. March 2014, if you go to his website, there's actually nothing there apart from a red curtain backdrop and audio to George singing "You've Changed." So it looks like Georgie Boy's about to go kapow in March this year.
And what's the echo like? Is it recorded live from a bathroom somewhere in the UK?
No, it sounds quite jazzy. So he might be doing a jazz album. Who knows? George Michael might just surprise us with something new.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much, Brizzy, for filling us in with all the celebrity hot gossip. I love how you're the first off the ranks with this for
us. Thank you. Awesome, guys. Thanks for that.
That was Brian Peel there. You can check him out at theaussieword.com for all the latest celebrity goss. This is Adam and Ginny on Rise Up at 17 minutes to 8.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.